we have the Methodists and the Baptists and the Free Will Baptists. We have two Baptist churches. We have one, the Mission Church, Baptist Church over here on Railroad Hill, and the First Baptist Church, Catholic Church, Presbyterian Church, and the Pentecostal Church out here east of the hospital, and then the Christian Church, and then the Nazarene Church.
Only the Mother Church.
And then that one that Lynn was pastor of, that's
very good.
No, not the Church of God, it started from the Pentecostal Church somewhere. They had a split up among them, and that church,
let's see, in church, you go there and the preacher will talk a while, and then he will deliver a what?
Well, he delivers a sermon.
And then when you sing, you might sing a...
Well, a hymn or an anthem, there's different things.
And let's see, the 23rd is a...
The 23rd Psalm.
Uh-huh, and the organ will play...
We play some music.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes the congregation, when they play this music, will pick up a book and...
Well, the choir sings.
But they do what?
The choir usually does the singing now. You hardly ever hear anybody in the congregation sing anymore.
And that's true.
You haven't been lately. You haven't been lately.
And what would you say about church music in general? Is it
well? It's lovely music to my way of thinking. I like to hear it. I miss it very much too, since I can't go and hear it.
If someone is a girl is particularly attractive, you say she's.
I say she's attractive or she's beautiful, or isn't that a pretty girl? There's different ways to speak about.
And if you don't live properly and aren't a good Christian, you
go to hell.
Yeah, and down there you. Well, the man who runs the place.
People like that are considered hypocrites, but I doubt if they're. Are very many real hypocrites. People will know it. If you don't live right, you can't cover it all up. You can't be a real hypocrite, I don't think, or be termed a real hypocrite, because you can't cover it all up. People find out what you are. Your life tells what you are, the way you live it.
I was thinking more the you say God is in heaven, and who is in hell?
I've always been taught that Satan was in hell, very much.
You ever call him anything else? Huh? Ever call Satan anything else?
No, we call him the devil, and I think that's a pretty good name for him, too.
Negroes are sometimes afraid to go by cemeteries after dark. What are they afraid of there?
I think it's superstition.
And what do they say that they don't want to get?
Afraid they'll see a spirit or a ghost or something in the cemetery.
And if they find these around the house, they say that the house is...
Haunted? They used to really believe it was haunted houses, didn't they?
Yeah, my father haunted one once.